3, 2. I want to welcome everybody back to the Versus Podcast. I should have been looking up what episode this is on all this time that we had just been rambling with our pre-production. But hey, this is episode whatever you're listening to right now. And this is a very special episode. We got the upcoming, that's changed a couple times, Battle Trap podcast coming up. Gucci Mane versus Young Jeezy. And I got a very great bunch of people here to help me talk about that and give you the Young Jeezy versus Gucci Mane preview. We always start ladies first.
Hey guys, it's Misha Quia, aka King Quee.
What up, what up? It's your boy Scotty LaCura.
What's going on? It's your boy, the fluffy fellow, Mr. Evo, in the house.
And I'm your host, Louis T, the inquisitive mind of Louis T. And like I said at the intro, we are talking about season 2 versus. They are coming out swinging. We still don't, like, originally it was going to be T.I. versus Jeezy, and that was a roller coaster. I think we already talked a lot about that roller coaster a little bit. If you check out our Busta versus on our previous episode. But so, what do y'all think about how they're coming with season 2, Gucci versus Jeezy?
I think that this is going to be the best opener. Like, for people like me who love trap rap, this is probably one of the most exciting verses ever. Like, I think this is probably the best way to start it out. It's going to be very interesting, though, just to see how it all plays out. But I don't think they could have started it any other way, honestly.
What do y'all think, fellas?
Yeah, this is going to be crazy. And granted, I'll be transparent. Like, I was never really the biggest Gucci listener or anything, but you know, going through his catalog today, I get it. You know, I get it. Like, I know Jeezy. I know Jeezy's catalog pretty well, but like, I wasn't really well versed in Gucci's. But now that I'm a little more acclimated to it, again, like, I get it. I get it. So I'm really, really interested to see like where this is gonna go, given the history and everything. Like, it's gonna be a beautiful thing for hip hop, though.
Agreed. I think this is gonna be definitely this is the matchup I wanted to see. I didn't want to see Jeezy T.I. I didn't think that was a good matchup from my personal point of view. But I think that this is going to definitely be one for the culture. Just with the way that they're both true Southern trap. You know, deep South trap. So I think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait till it happens. I just want to see how, I want to see who's going to throw the first punch.
Definitely for the culture. I'm all here for this one.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it so icy. I remember being in the club when I first.
You hate it so icy. Oh my God.
So icy. That put such a bad taste in my mouth.
That made me fall in love with Gucci.
Yeah, that made me fall the opposite of Gucci. and Jeezy redeemed himself shortly after. Like, I think I've always, you know, like, trap is definitely not my genre of hip hop. But I think I've always, I always put kind of Jeezy in that kind of like guilty pleasure, you know, because T.I., they, you know, for people like me, and probably people, I would assume people like Scott and Mr. Evo, they collaborated with people that we respected that kind of always kind of to get us in a little bit, you know, like did songs with Jay-Z, did songs with Kanye West, things like that.
Did song with Nas? So,
like, yeah. Songs with Nas. So those kind of things that kind of, it's almost like, you know, like a spoon feeding. So, and I know I still probably didn't get as in depth with Jeezy's music like a lot of people, because I mean, people say he has some classic albums, but I don't think I really ever bumped any Jeezy album. And I know the Snowman mixtapes was huge, and personally, I'm just being transparent, I never really gotten any of those Snowman mixtapes either. But I do know he had, but I know he would have a solid 20 of hits, because that's what it really comes down to. Like, you shouldn't have to listen to every mixtape to know what somebody's coming in with a versus.
I honestly think they both have over a solid 20 of hits. Like, the best thing about them two is they have so many hits that it could really go on for a while. But if we're just doing 20, that's going to be... I cannot wait to hear it. I'm sorry. Like, I'm so excited for it because I love Gucci and I love Jeezy. I'm a little bit more team Gucci, though, because he's honestly the better trap rapper from Atlanta to me. But I see what you're saying, because Jeezy's more mainstream. He does more mainstream, like more with more mainstream artists or more older artists, more relatable to more people. Whereas Gucci is like really a trap rapper that was more underground most of the time.
Yeah. Now, but Gucci has helped usher in a lot of up and coming Atlanta rappers. Like, most Atlanta rappers come through Gucci. Like, so I do respect in the way of Gucci, as far as like that version of underground music, but this ain't an underground battle.
Right.
This is the versus. This is the Super Bowl. You come with the hits. And I don't know, like, you know what I mean? Like Gucci got some joints, but like, and I'm going to go ahead and shoot the pooch, and I'm going to let y'all talk about it. Cause I feel like in Atlanta, Gucci will win the versus, but I think outside of Atlanta, it's going to be Jeezy. Because, like,
it depends on where you are.
I was gonna say, I hear what you're saying, Lou, but I think it all depends on what Gucci plays.
I'm telling you right now, Gucci is dropping that diss track first, like, he's that type of petty, he may have grown, you know, after coming out of jail and stuff, but the Gucci I know.
Yeah, because we talking Gucci clone. We ain't talking.
Yeah, old Gucci, I was about to say, but I don't know. He may still have old Gucci in him, but the Gucci I know is gonna drop that diss track first. It's nothing Jeezy can come back from after that diss track, like nothing.
Oh, I mean, he can. Gucci. I mean, Jeezy can respond easily to that. Like, you got the. This is the thing about Jeezy. Jeezy is not a pushover. And we've seen that in the fact that even his new album that just dropped, I think it was last week or whatever, he's not a pushover. He still comes strong and hard and will give you something in a response. So I don't think that will be a problem. I think the issue that we're going to run into is that at what point, if Gucci plays Truth first, at what point are we going to get a pause in the segment so everybody can calm down?
That's why I don't think that he's going to play it first.
Because that's
what I'm saying. I think old Gucci would have played it first, but now that he's different and how that the versus battle has to go, I honestly think he'll either play that. You know how they do the little switch off about who goes first? Like, if Jesus was to go first, and then when they do like the little intermission and break off, then he might drop that first. But for him to go first, I don't think he'll throw that first out there first, because it'll kind of throw off the whole balance. Like, it'll be like, whoa, like, where are you going to go?
Yeah, that'll mess up the energy.
My issue would be is, you know, that one line about how's your friend going to speak from the ground. Like, that line by itself is going to cause a rift. And if Gucci doesn't play it at all, the people who support Gucci are going to call him a sellout, and they're going to think that the whole thing was rigged.
And they're going to think it's a clone.
I think he's going to play it because Jeezy has his own, you know, his own retaliation back. But do I think they're going to let that lyric play? They'll probably cut it off before it gets that far.
I'm not understanding this. Why would you play like the diss track to the other person that you're like? I know it makes absolute sense, but knowing the problems that they've had, like,
that's the even.
We don't know. Like, do we really know if that's been resolved? Have they like ever shook hands and
No, okay. That's so this
they
is
can't,
this
see
is
they
the
can't
thing.
Be in the same place.
But this is the thing. So they tried that. They tried to have a sit down conversation between T.I., Gucci Mane, and Jeezy. They tried it. It was an invitation in Atlanta. The offer was there. Gucci declined.
All right. So hold on. Now let's go back. And all right. So the beef is about what? Let's like inform the people who are not who are not initiated, who are uninitiated.
Honestly, like me personally, it's like some personal street stuff. Like that's what people really have to understand as well. Yes, they're entertainers and they're rappers, but before all that, him, T.I., like people, most rappers from Atlanta were really in the streets and real street people. So their beef is like some other street stuff plus industry stuff. So it's
so the main beef is that from it's allegedly that a hit was put out on Gucci. That was the main beef. And it said that it came from Jeezy's camp, from what I understand. And
personal street stuff.
And it was on some serious street stuff.
Yeah.
And so
I mean almost out allegedly, he put it in a song. Like if you listen to that playlist, that second song, at the end of the song he and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that song came out before Truth, because Truth is fairly recent, in the scheme of things. But he said $10,000 for the chain. So the $10,000 for the chain led to somebody trying to actually set up
Gucci.
Like he said in the Truth song, somebody set Gucci up trying to get the chain. And then, you know, but it went wrong. Gucci ended up killing one of those people in the setup, and you know, the rest is kind of history.
But like I said,
it's not really alleged. But he actually put it in a song.
He put it in a song, but you got to, this is the thing. This is why people are saying that some things are taken out of context. And that's more why I keep on saying allegedly. Because it was a part of a song, it doesn't necessarily mean that somebody was supposed to act on it. And
let's be real now.
We can be 100 all day long. I'm just saying.
Be real with you. That was what it was. Like, that's exactly what it is. Like, they are two street people. Like, that's some real beef that we probably will never know the truth about because none of us are ever in their camp. But I definitely believe that he did that. I know for a fact he did it. He put it in the song. It's true. That's why they were going back and forth. And that's why Gucci did the same thing. Like, it's a whole different
level.
Versus like how Brandy and Monica were beefing. This is a whole different type beef. Like it's nothing that I don't think it's anything that anybody can sit down and make them solve because it's gone too far. It's gone from death threats to songs to actually have somebody trying to have somebody killed. Like they still can't even be in the same vicinity as each other.
But it's a choice though, because at this point in time, the olive branch has been extended, and at some point, as a grown man, you have to sit down and say, "Okay, let's squash this."
Squash something for somebody who tried to get him killed.
But that's what I'm. But that goes to my original question: why would I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like it's almost like. Could this like add more fuel to the fire and shit? You know, like could this versus spill out to the streets again for these two? There's got to be some sort of
but that's why I think it's going to be some type of monitor to it and some type of restriction to it because it can go all the way back to where it was. But do I think both of them have changed? Yes. But does that say anything about the people they roll with? No.
I think
sometimes you can't control you.
Like, I think that they should really like open the verses, squashing the beef. Like that's also what this
That would be great. But I imagine that Swiss and them have come up with that idea as a plot, but we don't even know if they're going to be in the same vicinity or not.
I doubt they
will. No, there's no way. You know what I mean? If the beef is that serious, there's no way. Because this is some on-site. This is supposed to be on-site. Like, I mean...
No, it's not. It's definitely not on-site because they've been in the same place before. So I think they're going to be in the same facility.
I mean, when it comes to them playing tracks and they both have tracks about each other, and then you get down to... Like, think about them being in the same room and Gucci dropped Truth. We don't know what's going to happen. I would never...
You know what? I mean, the only way that I see that working is if they actually have a conversation about this and say and break down the story and talk about it before the song plays. That way people understand what's being addressed and they kind of make, you know, they don't give it the power that the song could have.
Yeah. I honestly, like I'm predicting that they're going to squash the beef on Verses.
I'm hoping they do because they both evolved so much. That, you know, you don't even really, I know they're street people, but how much they've evolved, you wouldn't even really see that in their demeanor.
They're literally calling Gucci a clone. Like, they're saying he's fake. He like the ultimate warrior.
when Gucci came home, it really messed me up too. I was just like, who is this? But you got to think about it. Those were years he was off drugs. Actually being able to work out, get sleep, like, I can see that happening. That man was on drugs heavy, not just weed, but lean and all that stuff. Like, his body finally got to detox. He's a grown man now. Jeezy's really a grown man. He's around here wearing berets and stuff on his new album. He's a grown-up. I don't see them...
Jeezy has a celebrity wife now, so he's got to be smart about the decision that he
made. Well, Gucci's wife is bomb.
Oh, no, I'm not saying she ain't bomb.
He just got a new position. He got a new position.
Yeah, like this past, this was like last week that was announced. So, yeah, I mean, like, I think that's, again, I'm standing by my prediction that they're going to squash it at the very beginning.
I think they'll wait. I don't think it'll be the very beginning. I think they'll wait until they're both about to play their diss tracks with each other, and then it'll go into the story. Maybe about like where it's all stemming from, and then they'll squash it. I don't think it'll be at the beginning because they're still going to have to play those tracks.
I mean, so are either one like those? All right, this is what I'm trying to say. if Jeezy wasn't going against Gucci, or Gucci wasn't going against Jeezy. Would that diss track make the Verses top 20? Is that one of Gucci's top
20? Definitely. Yes.
And I'm not even a Gucci fan. That you have to play. That has to be one of his top 20. Period.
Okay.
It's the hardest track I've heard of his.
Let me ask a question.
I said I've heard of it. Now you're different. You're a fan, but for me, it was not a fan. That is the hardest one that I've.
Let me ask a question. So, is the Jeezy Gucci beef the Atlanta equivalent to 50 Cent and Ja Rule?
Definitely no.
I would say maybe 50 Cent in the game when that was beef.
Yeah, 50 Cent in the game.
No, I would say 50.
Yeah, it makes absolute sense. They're beefing.
Why?
Because they're beefing from the same city. They're from the same area.
I mean, in that comparison, yes, but I'm thinking about the severity of it because the Ja Rule 50 didn't go to as far as the extent.
It did.
Ja got his chain snatch. Yeah, we could do Ja Rule 50 because it's what? How many years?
No, later? I ain't talking about chain snatch. I'm talking about shooting. There was literally shooting between 50s people. And the game.
There was shooting between 50 and Jaws people.
And not to mention 50 and Jaws people. Trust me, take my word on that.
I believe you. I'm saying I may have missed it. Sometimes that happens.
It's 15-20 years later. 50 is still beefing with Ja Rule. That was just last year he bought the tickets to his show just so nobody would go in there and stuff. Like, that is still real. I really don't even know what those two beef about or what their beef is about. It's just been so real for years. So I would definitely more so say 50 and Ja Rule than 50 in the game.
Okay. I think I had a different perspective on it only because I'm thinking the streets. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing, as much as Ja was supposed to be a thug, I have a hard time seeing
him. Nah, it wasn't him. He was just like a bystander of it. You know, it was all Supreme and Southside. It's all Southside stuff.
I'm about to say, most of the time when it comes to stuff like that, even that's what I was saying about Gucci and Jeezy, you may not have to worry about the two artists. It's most of the time they're people and they camp they with. Like, when you roll with a lot of hood dudes that, yeah, you take them out the hood, but that hood mentality still in their head, like, it's over. Oh, we got beef with this person. Oh, it don't matter what's going on. It's still on site every time we see him, or it's still on site every time we see one of the people from their camp. Sometimes you can't control the hood niggas you bring with you because that's all they know is hood and
strength. Not even that. Like, so, they're gonna, yo, if you're out there, yo, if you're the friend that gets famous, they're gonna protect you. They're exactly. gonna, they're,
you're their milk.
Yeah, like they're not gonna, you know, like, yo, just you, freaking, like, how many rappers got shot in the leg in Texas this weekend? Like, freaking, like,
a lot.
Like, yeah. How King, honestly, even how King Von died, like, I'm a very, very, I'm an OTF fan. Like, I love King Von, Lil Durk, and all this. Even with King Von being the person he is and how he's in the streets and how much he holds his hood down, for him to have died like that, that's crazy to me. Like, they have too many people that are still literally on the block this day doing what they like. They still rap about for him to have been.
He might not have the right people with him because
that's what I'm saying. He didn't have to have still been touched is crazy.
He didn't have what they call in Chicago them steppers.
Hey, let's bring it back to the verses. So what? So outside of the diss song. What's some songs that we should expect?
He better play Lemonade. He better play First Day Out. The Bird Press Candy Lady remix off of Bird Press. There's so much that Gucci could play. Like, it's so many songs. It's so many.
Well, all right, so give us the top five, because you know you're the true Gucci fan. So give us the top.
So
five.
So Icy is definitely going to be on there. Definitely going to be on there. He's probably going to play Wasted. That was one of his other big songs. Of course, Truth. I don't know. It's so many that Gucci could play. First Day, me personally, my top five would be Lemonade, So Icy, Candy Lady Remix. I would definitely play First Day Out. And anything from Writings Off the Wall. It's
like, I don't think I put any of the songs on it.
But the thing is though, Jeezy has, that's why it's going to be so good, because just like Gucci has so many, Jeezy has so many too. Like, Jeezy really has hits, so.
But like, I would think where the Gucci features is what people was like sleep on, like Black Beatles.
Yes, I love Black Beatles.
That song.
That was good.
You know, and the joint
he has, "Wake Up in the Sky" with Bruno Mars. Love that song. What? Oh my gosh! I gotta send y'all my own Gucci playlist.
Yeah, please.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I do got "Wake Up on the Sky." I had it on there.
In the group chat, Quee did give me some. She did give me some stuff to like listen to, and then I kind of went from there.
The thing was, I couldn't even give you everything because he's got so many like different mixtapes and so many different.
Spotify niggas got like a billion mixtapes. Like, that shit is crazy.
Yes, he really does. I had to go through my music and really like give you pinpoint some of his best ones. But on the flip side, I've seen both of them in concert. They both have hits to where you're gonna be in there like really rocking. Like,
it sounds dangerous.
When I seen Gucci, I was lit the entire night. When I seen Jeezy, lit the entire time. Like, they both kept you going. Like, it was never a not, it was never a, like a stopping point. Like, they just had song after song after song.
Nah, I'd have to, I couldn't drink at a, at one of those shows. I'd have to.
Oh man, I was
lit. I gotta stay on point.
I haven't been to a Jeezy concert, but I have friends that are huge Jeezy fans. And literally, I feel like when I watch Snapchat or any videos that they have, when they're at a Jeezy concert, you can just feel the energy 100% of the time. Like, literally, no back down. Just, you can rock, you sweating. You'll probably sweat that liquor out, Scotty, as hype as it gets.
I'm staying on point.
it's not bad like that. Like, if we were going to a concert where it's two people beefing, then yeah, but if you're going where it's just Jeezy, you're not gonna have nobody but Jeezy lovers, so you don't have to worry about being on point.
No, now, I definitely feel more comfortable at a Jeezy concert than a Gucci concert.
I feel comfortable at both. I agree with
that. I would feel so comfortable at both. I've been to both. They're not bad.
So, all right, so back to what Lewis was saying. So, that's your top five. Like, I think Jeezy would have to, I don't know, my personal opinion, because we are talking about Atlanta rappers, I would have to say he has the first song he's had to play is I Put On From My
Soul. Oh, my God, why was that song just in my head? Like, I was just thinking about in college, I think, dancing to, like, going crazy in the club to that song.
I think that would have to be his very first song. I think in his second half of his 20s is when he'll play My President Is Black.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll play that.
You know, like, I think that'll be at the end. But, like, if he starts out there, then it's just up from there. I mean, literally, even if you look at the list that Lewis sent over earlier, you know, Soul Survivor. That was a banger and an anthem for a hot minute.
Was.
Go Crazy with Hove was nuts.
You know. Go Crazy. Yep, Go Crazy.
What? You play that?
R.I.P.
You play that him and Kanye?
It was crazy.
That him and Kanye, what is that song? The Wait Till I Get My Money Right song? Play that one. You could even play, the thing is, Jeezy has, like, that Can't Leave You Alone with him and Neo.
Yeah,
that could be on my top 20, to be honest.
Crazy, too.
Like, that song there, what?
I don't even think we put on this. Did we put the song with him and Keisha Cole?
Oh yeah, no, you see,
like that was a solid. Yeah.
That was definitely a solid one.
So like, you know, so his top five itself are very competitive.
Even though, I hate to say it,
what the matchup will look
at. Trap star wrong.
I hate to say it, but even the joint with the pedophile who shall not be named was crazy.
I don't even know that song. Don't even know that song.
Fair enough.
So like, I mean, the solid fact is, and this is why I picked Jeezy over Gucci, because you know it has, even if I take my fandom out of it, I think solid work. I think Jeezy has a solid 20 that. Would be very, very competitive to try to keep up with for Gucci.
See, this is where it's going to get tricky, though, because not only do they both have solid hits, they both have solid features. Like, when this one's going to be very, very tough. Like, remember we had Brandy and Monica, or Brandy and Monica, because those were two females that were beefing, and you were dying to see that. They both literally had certain songs that were just like, nah, it's no way she's seeing Brandy, or no way she's seeing Monica with that. But Jeezy and Gucci, I really feel like they're
Hello? Did we lose her?
I think we... She's still trying to connect it. But yeah, I mean, I agree, man. Like, like, when y'all were just talking about those songs, like, I'm familiar with Gucci Wasted. That should ring off. But,
Is you rolling? Yeah, like, but those. Yo, man. I mean, that was a joint, too. That rang heavy. Is you geeked up?
It did.
Is you.
But, like I said, But you have to think, you had to think about that song to show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say Jeezy, if you are, like, I had one of my football players, I dropped him off after practice, and I said, you know anything about this Jeezy versus Gucci Mane? I was like, man, I don't know either one of them.
Wow. How old was
and,
the kid?
And that's, it's 14.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay, when I was 14, I mean, not 14, but in my younger years, if you say ring off a Jeezy song, I could ring off a Jeezy song. You say ring off a Gucci, I only knew one Gucci song. Because for me, the relevance of who Jeezy was and what he was talking about, really, I mean, even though I was never into, you know, selling or anything, it was a song that I could always rock to and I could understand what he's talking about. And it really was like, they all became anthems for us.
Yeah, because you could always apply that to whatever hustle you're doing. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be
exactly
drugs or anything like that. Like, I mean, dude.
But it was just that hustler's mentality that you could definitely relate to.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like his whole gimmick at the beginning was like a motivational speaker. You know, like. Thug Motivation 101, and then he continued on with like the courses that he's giving you and stuff, you know, like it, and it all like evolved throughout the years, and like for him to be who he is now to who he was when he started, like, yo, he called himself the snowman, like, I sell drugs, now he's the, I mean, same story as Jay-Z, but now that as an executive at Def Jam, I mean, like he's gone from just is a classic story. It's a classic story that everybody
it's very relatable
that looks
relatable,
like us, sure. Like strives to.
Well, I think the other thing about Jeezy is his consistency. Like, he never really fell off. Like, I mean, if I compare him to somebody, I would say he's like a Sade, where all his classics come out. He always provides you with classics. He stays relevant. But even when he's not relevant, he's still relevant.
I don't know. Like, Sade has gaps.
Because he has that... But like, that group has longer gaps, but the music never dies. Like right now, if we could be out in the streets and I'll put on from my city and everybody who hears it starts rocking. Even though that song came out years ago. That song still is a banger. If you play it in the club right now,
it's still a banger in the club.
And you put on, you know, Icy, I guess, you're not going to get the same response.
With Jeezy on the same song.
Correct. Like, it's just you're going to have a different flow to it because not, like, that, it didn't connect with everybody the same way I put on for my city is.
Nah, like the Icy when that came out. I remember when it came out. It seemed like just like a like something that was just kind of like thrown out there because we didn't really know we didn't really know who Gucci or like we were just kind of seeing who Gucci was with Boys in the Hood and all that, and he started doing his solo stuff, and Icy came out like not too long after that, so. You didn't really know who Gucci was. Like, you heard Jeezy before, and he's just on this like random track that caught on. You know, like Icy took a minute to catch on. Well, in New York, at least
it did.
Like, it took a minute to actually catch on.
Well, it did down south too.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of like popped up.
So I mean, it's just so the top 20 is gonna be Like I said, I'm calling it Jeezy winning it all. But like I said, it all depends on how this game is played. It depends on how they play, how Jeezy decides to come out. If he wants to start off slow to kind of keep it interesting and then rock, then hit with bangers, it's kind of going to be a very interesting chess match. We'll have to see, you know, sometimes it's going to, and maybe Jeezy throws out a song that sacrifices a pawn so he can get in a better position to wipe the board in two moves. You know, I don't know. We'll have to see how it works out. But I'm saying Jeezy over Gucci for this one. I think that it's going to be very interesting, and I really want to see how, if they even make this a squash the beef situation.
I feel like Jeezy's been trying to squash the beef for a while.
Oh, 100%. You know that's facts.
Mean? So the fact that Gucci Mane, who originally declined, because I don't know if y'all saw the Breakfast Club interview, that. But yeah, but it seems like Jeezy said that he originally said to Swiss, when Swiss hit him up, it got to be Gucci, and then Swiss said, you know, Gucci respectfully declined. And then, you know, the whole T.I. thing happened. But I think the Breakfast Club interview kind of re-brought it up, and so they made it work. But, I mean, even though the interview with T.I. and, like, Jeezy, and they just, like, because one thing, they don't like each other. They're never going to be friends. But Jeezy respects Gucci's position. I don't know. So just, we don't really know where Gucci kind of stands on it, but you know what I mean? So if respect goes a long way, especially in the streets, mm-hmm. everywhere. So as long as everybody has respect, like they don't have to be friends, but as long as there's respect, and that kind of go where that, even it's though a real he song. Says it's not a diss song, that song, kind of is disrespectful. So, like, you know, I don't know. So, we'll see. I hope we get back our young lady. She maybe she might have to sign out and then sign back in, because it still seems she's with us, but, you know, she seems quiet. And I know I've been there when you're trying to talk and everybody can't hear you. So, you gotta, you know, just for anybody that might be listening, you know, kind of leave and kind of come back. And see if that works. Hint, hint. But yeah, I mean, like I said before, I think for people like the real fan, because there are people that are riding hard,
yeah,
Gucci on the timeline, and and to me, I was just starting to sway. Because I was thinking that the T.I. versus Jeezy was going to be T.I. hands down. And people were kind of starting to sway me on Jeezy. But I don't see nobody really. I feel like for people that's into that, I could see them voting for Jeezy. But I think for the masses, I feel like people that's in the know, I feel them scoring for Gucci on some songs. But I feel like for the masses, unless Jeezy don't have his stuff together, I don't see how Jeezy could lose this. But you know, but with the verses, you never really know.
Yeah, it's just
that's a fact.
I'm just really interested just to see the reactions on from these guys from when they play each song. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. This is definitely going to be a split screen. Unless I'm telling you, unless they squash it at the beginning and let it make it publicly known.
Well, I mean, but Scotty, y'all made it very, very intriguing that they should be in the same room, because if, you know, with Jeezy taking on an executive role at a major record label, I think that it not only publicity, but It also solidifies his ability to unite artists to make music happen.
Phil, what if he signs Gucci so if at he the can Versus? Do
this, this is yo, that would be crazy. But it would open up the opportunity to show that not on a small level, but a large level, that hip hop artists can get beyond the beef. Because you know, the only thing that we've ever really talked about when beef wise is East Coast, West Coast. Like that was the biggest thing that plagued hip hop for so long. And now you bring something up like this, which a lot of people who are Jeezy or Gucci fans have know, is that, you know, they've been beefing, and now you come to, you know, as a culture, they come and squash the beef. I think that would be a point just for his move strategically.
Yeah. And I think we
got my phone. I don't know what's going on with my phone. It like died wrong. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, we're glad you're back. We're talking a whole bunch of junk about Gucci, man.
You know, he's an acquired taste for everybody. I really enjoy both of them, though. I really do like Jeezy. I mean, it's hard for me. I'm a fan of both. And I think that's why this is so exciting to me. Just to finally see the two people that I felt like, you know, were the two kings of Atlanta. I look at, now, if I was to do somebody, other Atlanta artists, I would probably do T.I. and Ludacris. But when it comes to me wanting to see somebody from, two people from Atlanta versus each other, I definitely want to see Gucci and Jeezy.
You know what I think is also funny? Because both of them technically aren't from Atlanta.
Correct.
And this whole
it's that old additive that everybody says they're from Atlanta. Yeah.
They're from like the outskirts. Yeah, like Gucci's from the east side of it. Well, like Decatur, like the east side of Atlanta. I can't remember where
Gucci's from, like Alabama.
Huh?
I heard Gucci was from like Alabama.
I never heard that.
Somebody Google it.
I've only heard Gucci's from East Atlanta Zone 6.
And then like Jeezy's from South Carolina.
I've never heard that either.
Yeah.
Oh, Carolina.
Yeah. If I'm not, I may be mistaken. I may be mistaken.
Scott is usually on point with these kind of things. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Like, fact Google. Check me, please. We don't want to be.
Like, I don't feel like doing that.
Are we fact? No. I'm sorry, no more.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I'm gonna go on the ledge with like a wild statement, but like, because this is kind of like from like my point of view almost. But I'm not gonna say Gucci kind of killed New York rap, but he made it quiet for a lot. Because Gucci had like, as far as like a mixtape run, I do remember. Say probably 2000, what, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, that's when he dropped a million mixtapes, you know? Like, there was good New York rap coming out, but it wasn't being listened to, if I remember at the time.
And Scotty, you are on point. Jeezy is from South Carolina and Gucci is from Alabama.
Thought so.
Nice.
But their origin story, just like with all Marvel and started in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean,
who do you think is the Captain America of Atlanta?
Oh wow. That's an interesting question. Actually.
Very interesting.
Who would be the Captain America? Who would be the Iron Man?
Ludacris. It would be Ludacris.
See, Ludacris, that's why you're my dog. I was thinking America. The same thing.
Ludacris, Captain America.
Yep.
The queen.
I was gonna
honestly, I would have the Andre and Big Boy's Iron Man and Captain America.
I wouldn't put Big Boy as the line. We're not touching that subject tonight.
Let's not, because I'm like seriously sitting here like thinking about it. Like, I'm really trying like
let's not touch that
like compare the MCU to Atlanta and how that would like I actually love games like that.
So all right, so right now, with the verses coming up, Lewis, I know you're the moderator. But I was also curious, what are your thoughts on what do you think that the number of win by is going to be in a couple nights?
You said the
yeah, like is going to be, you know, win by two, win by one? Is it going to be a landslide? Who do you call it for this upcoming event?
I can't call it because, like I said, I think for the Trap fans and whatever, I think they're gonna have it. I don't know enough about the catalog to see how much, like, shoot, some of those people might say it might be 18-2. I can't call it though. But I think for the masses outside of Atlanta, outside of the
trap rapper people,
I feel like it's probably gonna be like trap stars. Hey man, I'm old.
Yeah,
I'm a hip hop head. I feel like 12, maybe GZ 12, okay. 11, 9.
So it's gonna be close.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like Black Beatles is most likely gonna be. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of draws possibly, But yeah, most likely, like if Gucci plays Black Beatles, that's a point. If he plays Wasted, that's
when he plays Photo Shoot. Oh my god!
I mean,
yeah. If he plays Freaky Girl, a good matchup. If Jeezy plays Super Freak and Gucci Man play Freaky
Girl, that might be a draw.
Gucci gonna play Bricks with him and OJ the Juice Man, and then it's gonna be over.
No,
because if there's nothing that either one of us can play that somebody can have a response to. It's really who runs out of gas first, and I just feel like Jeezy got he got that.
I think honestly, as long as Jeezy doesn't try to pull off trying to play anything from his new album,
I hope he doesn't.
Sure.
Like, I really hope they keep it like all old
stuff. I mean, his new album is going to be good.
I don't think new albums should be included. Even though, like, Brandy and Monica did it. Like, they shouldn't be included.
But they still be Monica, doing it. Like, people have done it already on the verses, and they shouldn't, but they do it. So, you know, it is what it is. I just don't. I would think if he's going to keep it for the trap. Now, I will say this. People who are Jeezy fans have already memorized his new album.
You think so?
Didn't it come out Friday?
People who are true Jeezy fans.
Yo, that's insane.
Yes. But I know several people who have played it on repeat 20 plus times.
That's why I know people like that too, who like listen to a song and like know the whole song. That's nuts.
I've listened to the album twice today. Just to make sure.
Like Slumber Party, I Think I Love Her, I'm a Dog. Oh my god, like he really has so many.
So okay, so we know right now it's Lou saying Jeezy, I'm saying Jeezy. Scotty, what's your take before we get to the one Gucci person?
Big Goo-Wop over here on the phone.
Going young.
What do you think is going to be a landslide?
Honestly, what's your numbers on that? Because this isn't really my thing, I'm just gonna give it a 10 to 10, you know, because I don't know what Gucci stuff is gonna hit for certain people. You know, like I know what Jeezy shit is gonna hit for people. I don't really know what Gucci stuff is actually gonna hit and like overpower it. You know, like some.
Yeah, I wonder if there's gonna be any special guest appearances. Like, would this be the one time where T.I. shows up?
We don't need
T.I.
there. Kind of squash we do not need
any
him
beef
there.
He has. I get you're saying we don't need him there, but I mean, T.I. and Jeezy have been trying to collaborate to get a sit down with Gucci and have it, since they are all considered pioneers of the trap in Atlanta.
I honestly think,
and so
I think
if
they
that's
don't,
the
they
case,
are going to want another like person there to do that. I really think it's going to be on some grown man, like, let's squash this on their own. Like, I don't think that they need somebody like T.I. there. He's probably just going to kill the mood.
I don't think it's a need either. But we understand that T.I. is a very gotta be about everything himself. Personality, like he's got to be a part of something. So that's the only reason why I thought I could see him as a.
Yo, honestly, I honestly, like I would laugh if T.I. showed up. What the fuck is he doing here? Like, for real? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
All right, and it's Gucci.
You know, I'm just gonna be Team Gucci forever. I can't say that I'm Team Gucci or Team Jeezy because I love both of them, but in my opinion, because I love both of them and I know their catalog, I think Gucci's gonna win this one. Well, you can.
Is it going to be a win by two? Is it going to be a win by three?
You know,
or is it going
to
be a win?
I don't like to call by numbers because it's just bad luck. I'm just going to say Gucci's going to win.
You got to be in it
Gucci,
to win it, play. You
Gucci
can't be halfway
five.
Doing
I'll
it.
I'll give him five. He's going to win by five.
Wow.
That's bold.
Okay. Oh, that's a bold.
I have that
very bold. Like I could have took it if you.
Nope,
I could have took
Gucci
it if you said
five.
Two, but five.
And it's funny you had.
No, it wasn't our struggle mission in five Gucci. I could. I was struggling because I have so many favorites of him that you put me on the spot. And I couldn't even think of all of them, but he has so many more. But I can, even the ones I just named to y'all, y'all didn't even know because you're not Gucci fans.
Sorry.
I'm not sorry at all because I'm gonna tell you my personal thing is I'm just not a Gucci fan because he doesn't. I don't know. He now this goes to the lyricist that I like to listen to lyricists. He doesn't strike me as that's a hard bar. Like I don't catch that from him. Like you know like. It's kind of like dumbed down for me, so that's why that's just my personal thing, though. But we talk about bangers. I think bangers wise,
I can't wait.
I think
GBM. Are we going to do another episode once it airs too? Oh, thank God! I cannot wait. You know, I'm just going to keep all my little comments and all of my reservedness until it airs, because when Gucci wins, I'm going to let y'all have it.
What for though?
Oh,
well,
I'll be live.
Make sure you keep score
with my tall team.
We'll go
I think
through,
I'm
dressed
we'll like you know I did
score.
In the 2000s. I'm having on a big white tee, some glasses, maybe a snowman chain. Who knows? Yes, you can.
You can't go
yes,
back and
can.
Forth. You got to pick a side. You got to pick a side. If you're saying Gucci by five. I don't want to hear about
you can't wear the snowman chain. You got to throw on that ice cream.
You got to be 100%.
The ice cream is going to be tattered on my face.
Yeah,
listen,
you know.
I'm going to have the
you got to have a so ice
cream. I'm going to have the ice cream on my face.
I was about to say, you go ahead and get your
Oh, unless she's like keeping it street and is like, oh, yeah, I got your chain. Like,
yeah.
Like, is that where you're going with it?
That's where I'm going with it. I stole the chain.
No, that's not what you're going with it.
I tried to give her an assist.
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what it is. I stole their chain and now I'm rocking it with my ice cream on my face.
Oh. All right. So bet.
All right. And so yeah, but before we do the, and so that versus match, when Mr. Evo, when is the versus match between Gucci and
I thought that was on Jesus. Well, let me see.
Yeah,
I thought
that was on the 19th. This upcoming Thursday.
19th? Okay.
Because this will be in the past when you listen.
Gotcha.
I cannot.
No. All right. So that'll be Thursday. And then, yeah, so we can come back and we'll do the breakdown of that. And then we'll, then after that, we can do, we can talk about how season two started off with that match and talk about a lot of these upcoming rumored season two versus, but things, it seemed like with Jeezy and
I'm ready to see what they have in store for us.
There's a lot of rumors from Tribe versus Outkast to T.I. versus Wayne. So there's a lot of stuff that we can talk about with season two of versus.
I'm gonna tell you like this though. Season two is gonna have a drastic change if they don't put Busta somewhere in it.
You think so?
And nobody
can just go against Missy Elliott.
I honestly feel like Busta's gonna be.
I mean, yo, like I Busta's obviously proved like Busta is like superior on the past episode. So, I mean.
Okay, all right, Scotty, we're not talking
just saying,
about imaginary.
I'm just saying, like, we did a sample,
but
and...
What I'm saying is...
I think you got washed up.
And you tied. In the sample, you tied.
This is what I'm going to say. Nobody, I'm going to say it like this. Busta Rhymes is going to show up to every single Versus until somebody
gives
him
what he wants. Yo, that'll be hilarious.
He's gonna show up single verses, and he's gonna until somebody
yo, what
gives
if they,
him
what
somebody
he yo wants. Yo and they could make it like wrestling. They can make it like wrestling. Somebody
stop,
has the versus
stop
world
me.
Title.
Stop.
Just stop it. Just stop.
So all right, guys. So we're all going to be tuning in this Thursday for the versus match. So I'll start ladies first. Sign out, let people know where they can find you, what you got going on, what your thoughts on the match, and
I'm just going to save all of my thoughts for Thursday. Just know that I'm Team Gucci at this point, apparently. But you guys can follow. Exactly. October people's best anyway. 1017 Brick Squad. But you can follow me on Snapchat and Instagram at King_Quee and on Twitter King Quee _.
Yeah, follow her on Snapchat. That is hilarious.
My snaps are hilarious.
Watch it. Word? I guess I need to go ahead and
you should. My snaps are hilarious.
That's a good follow.
And what was that snap again? So we can all make
sure you
get it correct.
You guys, follow me is King_Quee. I'm telling you, you'll love my snaps.
I'll put it in the description.
All right, it's your boy Scotty LaCura.
All right, Scotty.
Catch me on Facebook, Instagram. Scotty LaCura on Facebook. Ill Scott Heron on Instagram. If you're around town, you can catch me at a bar, probably.
Oh, which one? Which bar?
What town?
What
Wilmington,
town?
North Carolina.
Yeah, what
the
town?
The Pizort City.
Where are we going to be getting
I live. I live downtown, and I'd pretty much go to. There's a bar, Goat and Compass, is around the corner for me, so it was easy for me to get to. And da da da. So on North 4th Street.
Yeah.
I'm on the north side.
I got you. I'm going to have to hit you up.
Yeah.
All right, bet. See, we making connections on the verses. So bet. This is your boy, Mr. Evo, aka the Fluffy Fellow. You can find me on all social media at Mr_Evo84. You can catch me on Roku, the King Network powered by Roku TV, starting in the end of November, beginning of December. You can also check me out on my podcast, The Fluffy Fellow, and that's FELLOW.
All right, and I am your host, the Inquisitive Mind of Lewis T. You just follow the Versus _ podcast on Instagram, comment, you know, that's where we get a lot of it when we do fantasy battles. Usually stuff that comes from Instagram or we post about it. You can also check out my other show on YouTube, IMOLT Podcast. Also on streaming platforms, too. We'll take a little bit of hiatus, but catch up on old episodes. Make sure you check out that Aethon Castle series. And, we will be back. So we'll probably be back this weekend with our breakdown of the versus battle of, if possible, if we can get everybody together, of the Gucci versus Jeezy. So we'll have an extra bonus special episode breaking down that battle. I want to thank everybody for supporting the podcast. I want to thank everybody on the show today for joining us. Thank y'all. And
caught a couple episodes of your Aethon Castle thing. Very, very, very fire. I loved it. I really, really liked it.
Is a reunion?
Huh?
Of yet?
Did you subscribe? No. Well, the reunion. Hold on. Let's end the. All right, guys. And thank you.
Peace.
Bye, guys. Peace.
So, I just wanted to.